This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Come on, that's cool, isn't it? Joe Messina, your host. Always here with you. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the conversation. Part of the solution. That would be really cool. My God, can you imagine? Be part of the solution. The way you become part of the solution is you go ahead and you get involved in the conversation. You get information. You get informed. And then fight back. Give them the information. Maybe they don't have it. I don't know. I have got a few of my Democrat friends to rethink some of the issues. But I've got them at least rethink some of their issues because they see how asinine it is. What's being thrown up, the truth that they're not being told. If you want to head up to the website, a lot going on up there. But look at Mike Lindell has been fighting conservative fight for years. He funds conservative causes. He has actually backed some of these movies that that nobody else would fund. So I think it's what I've always said to you. You need to support the people that are supporting your causes, that are out there fighting. Now, whether it's me or Mike or whoever, mine's pretty simple. You head over to the website. You hit the donate button. I don't care if you give me $2, $5, $12, $12,000. Should you be feeling generous? I don't know. Anything for me helps. But really, sincerely, if you need product, if you need, you go to MyPillow at MyPillow.com. Obviously, they have pillows, they have pillowcases, they have sheets, they have blankets, they have towels. They have slippers. Love his slippers, by the way. It was one of the first things I bought. I was thinking about buying slippers anyhow. I don't know. Maybe that shows you how old I am. I'm actually thinking about buying slippers. But I saw they were on his website. I didn't know they sold that kind of stuff. I'm thinking, right, the pillow guy. So I figured it was all bed stuff, pillows, sheets. But no, there's got all kinds of stuff there. Pillows for your kids, your grandkids. You love the stuff he has. Anyway, when you go to checkout, use promo code Joe. Really simple. Joe. I can't make it any easier than that. You'll get a discount. I'll get brownie points. And everybody's happy all the way around. All right, so this went by pretty fast the other day. And I'm not so sure how many people actually reported on it or re-reported on it or what have you. But there was a group of over, and General Valley knows all about these guys, over 120 retired generals and admirals. They wrote to Biden, right? And they appear to back a false election conspiracy, and they questioned his mental health. Now, this is according to the Insider. They say that more than 120 retired U.S. military leaders have signed in an open letter appearing to advance a false conspiracy theory that the 2020 election was rigged. See, this is how. And again, I could go read the positive ones. I could go for the positive ones, but I don't want to. I want you to see how they chip away at. And if you go looking up the story all over the place, you're going to find more and more and more and more of these left-leaning sites that will start off like that. It'll start off, making fun of people who question the election. Now, if you really think about it, if you do, this is why I say, you got to do your own homework. Because you look at what's going on in Arizona, Georgia, and a few other places, right? And you find out that, again, they're screaming, the Democrats are screaming about what's going on in Arizona, because the company doing the work has got Republican ties. However, the company who delivered the phony ballots to Georgia and other places, they have very heavy Democrat ties, actually owned by prominent Democrats. That's okay. Nobody screamed about it. Did you hear any yelling on that one? I didn't. Without fair and honest elections, the letter states, that accurately reflect the will of the people, our constitutional republic is lost. It comes from Flag Officers for America. And it's signed by 124 former admirals and generals. Which is really funny about this, because when the letter came out against Trump with 100 former admirals and generals, oh my God, these guys were gods. They're sticking up for the country, so patriotic, and supporting Joey B. But not when they're going against him. And one of the comments in the letter, which is 100% right on, is the FBI and Supreme Court must act swiftly when election integrities or regularities are surfaced and not ignore them, as was done in 2020. And you're seeing that in Arizona. I talked about it the other day on the show. I'm looking at the ballot counts. Stupid little things that people don't think about. Oh, look, there was 100, what was assigned for? I think 165 on one ballot. They marked the ballot by number, right? So on one ballot of ballots that they collected from a polling place, they logged in 165 of those mail bins. Okay? Simple. Easy math. When they got to the other end, they logged in, coming into the building, 200 of those mail bins on the same pallet. Oh, Joe, this, some handler probably moved one from one pallet to the other. Probably got mixed up, or last minute somebody ran up to the truck and put them on. Well, why didn't it get locked? Once that door gets closed and sealed, nothing should change. No joke, dead serious. Right? And if things got moved around or shifted, then when you counted every pallet, regardless of pallet number, when you counted those mail holders, it still should have been the same amount, don't you think? I mean, that's not brain surgery. I don't need a college education for that. That's just plain simple math. But I do believe, that the election was stolen. I do believe that it was taken away from Donald Trump. It's really, for me, that simple. But you know what? I got to make way for our buddy Xander Gibbs. Xander Gibbs joins us in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Don't leave us. I love having you around. We'll be back in a minute.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. I don't know if that was William Shatner or not, but if it wasn't, man, that was a great imitation of William Shatner. And I don't know. There was an actor that you just look at sometimes, God bless him, but how did he ever get a gig? Joe Messina, your host. Some people say that about me. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, you can reach out, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, or you could get text alerts by texting TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. All right, let me just bring him on because I know you're all chomping at the bit here to hear what he has to say. Xander Gibb joins me as he does from time to time. I always appreciate his time on the show. Xander, how are we doing today?
I'm doing good, sir. Thank you for having me. And you are correct. We all say that about you. I'm the reason Shatner did so well, because he's Canadian. So.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right. He is, isn't he? Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, you can't get much whiter than that, though, can you?
No. Well, I'm the whitest guy you know, but we can't talk about color because that will,
that's right.
Take us into critical... Yes.
Yes. Well, actually, technically, I'm colored, right? I'm Sicilian.
Yeah.
So you're considered black Italians.
I was going to say it's, but I always go with what people say. It's like, you know, I could be transracial for all you know, Joe. I might be white, but I might identify as this, you know, hot black 50 fabulous year old guy, you know?
You could do. Hey, will you do me a favor? Will you reach out? Because I know the Queen is a friend of yours. Could you please?
Which Queen? You mean Elizabeth?
Yes. Yeah. Well, yes, right. That Queen.
I know so many.
Yes. I'm not going there.
No, me either.
But would you please ask her to bring Harry home? Just lock him in. Don't they?
Yeah.
I still have dungeons in England.
Yeah, we have the Tower of London, but in fairness, we don't want him. I think the British people are losing all any compassion that they had. I mean, it's one thing to say, you know, we want to get out of the limelight and all of this, but so move to an island in Puerto Rico or move to the middle of nowhere and have a farm. Don't move to Los Angeles, because let's face it, it's not a place to be kind of like, you know, obsolete and, under the radar, is it really?
No, but listen, this bonehead, you know, when he says that the First Amendment is bonkers, I was thinking to myself, do you realize that in some countries, when you criticize the government or their laws, you hear a gun, the last thing you hear is a gunshot or a cell, you know, cell door closing, and you realize what you're saying, and by the way, we whooped your ass over 200 years ago, we can do it again, you know.
Are you allowed to say that word on this show?
What? Yeah. No,
whoops.
Oh.
Yeah, he's not doing any favors.
It's like, shut up and go away.
Yeah, for sure. He's not doing any favors for your, sort of Anglo-American relations, I think. But let's face it, you know, Joey V isn't either. I mean, he's been in the job 5 minutes. You know, there's a war in Israel, and, you know, gas prices are so high, you know, people can't afford to go out in their car. I mean, I think it's really concerning, because all these people, you know, taking all the gas. What about the mailman that needs to bring you an unemployment check? I mean, you know, be fair, folks.
I got news for you. He's not there. There is nobody in there.
I know
it's like that. You remember Men in Black version one, where two, where they had the autopilot, the auto driver would just blow up, and it was an empty suit.
Yeah,
that's Joey B. I mean, that's what I see is him now.
Have you seen the movie Dave? It's kind of like that.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like that. You know, I mean, a lot of people. There's a lot of conspiracy theory out there, but a lot of people thought that the Joey B had been replaced. But you know, while you're still sniffing minors, we know it's you, Joe. I mean, come on.
You know what I think it is? You know, if you look at his schedule, it's always extremely light. And I think if he has to come out and speak to anybody for any length of time, you'll notice that, you know, his eyes are a little brighter. He's got a little bit more energy. I don't know what the heck they're shooting him up with, but it's something.
But I kind of find, oh, yeah, of course, because, you know, they have to drug him up so he can at least, you know, be part of the conversation for 2 or 3 minutes. But I was thinking the other day how England and America kind of mirror one another, you know, another. You have like a conservative government for a period of time. And because the conservative government doesn't fix everything in 5 minutes, you know, they want the guys that caused the problem back again. And then they make the problem worse. But I think that, you know, all of these people that said, oh, you know, they're saying that they backed Joe Biden to the hilt. Now they're saying, why the heck did I vote for him? I don't know how changeable the situation is. But, you know, one state has just recently had to have a recount, I read. So I wonder if any others will have to, because This ain't a done deal as far as the American people are concerned, because if we have democracy, if we have true democracy, why is this faker, you know, installed in the position of president when he didn't actually win? I mean, that should be the whole premise of our United States.
Yeah, I think The problem is that it is a done deal for all intents and purposes. And what you have is you've got these states that are going back doing audits. And what I find really interesting, now there's a big difference between, I mean, you and I had talked about this way back when, and I said, look, you've got to do an audit. You cannot just do a recount because you're recounting the bad ballot. So now they're finding a lot of bad, but there's no way, we have nothing in our system to overturn an election, so to speak.
No, but something has to be brought in, because otherwise we'll never vote again, because if they can do this once, they can do it before.
Oh.
And I said, you know, on many stations, including the BBC, that I think that they tried to do this with Hillary, but they didn't factor for how popular Donald Trump was actually going to be.
Oh yeah,
you know,
I agree.
So they spent 4 years kind of like, you know, retuning everything to be able to do it properly. And I noticed, I don't know if you noticed, but Sadiq Khan won the mayoral seat in the elections in London, and they used the same software that they used in the United States. So how can we trust that? And he said, oh, yeah, I done bad. And I'm paraphrasing, of course. He said, oh, I didn't do a good job in the last 4 years, but, you know, I'll try to do better this time. But at what cost? How many lives need to be lost, you know, due to knife crime and due to reductions in the police force, until people see that these people are fakers and should not be in the positions that they in, because it's detrimental to us.
I was watching the parades there, or protests, where, you know, it's F the Jews, F their wives, and they kill their kids or something. And I'm thinking, all right, that, I'm for freedom of speech, but even is out in left field as far as I'm concerned. Hey.
Of course.
Wait a minute.
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, you know, that capitalism.
I'm not psychic, but I know.
Yeah. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Xander Gibb also will be with us when we return.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The European Union is set to reopen its doors ahead of the summer tourist season. The 27 member states approved a plan on Wednesday that would reopen the bloc to travelers that have been fully vaccinated against COVID and to tourists from an approved list of countries that are considered safe. The policy is expected to be formalized by next week, with some countries able to open up immediately depending on their preparations. The move was seen as vital to the economies of popular tourist areas like Greece, hit hard by travel lockdowns. And the House has passed a bill to create a 9/11-style commission to investigate the deadly riots at the Capitol in January. The panel would be tasked with making recommendations for the Capitol's security and preventing another similar event. The bill is expected to meet strong resistance in the Senate, where Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Wednesday that he's against the measure. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I don't know if that was the right music for that. Should have had something coming in with guns blazing, so to speak. Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Xander Gibb joins me as he does from time to time on the show. Always appreciate his time. From across the pond, do you take back the guy? It's just, I'll put him in an overnight air package or something.
We don't want him, dude. You keep him. He's an American citizen now. Well, I guess he has dual citizenship.
Yeah, I mean,
I suppose some people in the UK could say that about me. Take him back. Take Xander and get back. We'll pay his airfare.
At least take the woman, you know, the one that he's somewhat attached to. What do you think?
Oh, you mean that bit part actress that he married?
Was she an actress? Or was she an actress? I think that's what she
said. Well, for 5 minutes. Yeah, I've said before, people said, oh, was she really famous in America? I'm like, no.
No.
She was a bit part actress, you know.
Oh, God. And whatever. Okay, I'm not going to pick on the human being, but I could for hours.
Yeah, let's do it. The thing is, at the end of the day, I think that, you know, we shouldn't be picking on anybody, but when you put yourself out there and say such ridiculous things, I think that we have the right to comment on it.
Well, you put yourself out there, right? Like we do. You know, people have a right to make fun of what we say. I don't. You know, that's the funny thing about
it. Of course.
I have no problem with that. You know. And you don't.
Yeah. Because this is the thing. I make sure that my commentary is such that it's based on fact, and I make it clear that it's my opinion. I can't work on the stupidity of others, you know? It sometimes interpretation of commentary is the problem with all of this, you know? And so, you know, I've had people say to me, oh, you know, you said this and you said that. That's not what I said. You know, you have to live-splain these things for people. And that really concerns me because, you know, don't come back and tell me what I've said. If you're unsure about what I've said, please feel free to ask.
So you sent me a story about about what should have been a story about white folks. And they've turned it into an all black cast. Now, I was first thinking of this going, okay, so they must have put this on BET or something, right? And it's all about one of Henry VIII's wives. Now, I checked it out, and Henry VIII wasn't black. I don't think he was.
No.
I think he was
Anne Boleyn wasn't
he
either.
He was pasty white, as a matter of fact, as far as I know.
Right.
And I'm not so sure he married any black women, but enlighten us.
Are you asking me to enlighten? I can't enlighten you on that. You know, my British history is such as that there weren't any black members of the royal family. Certainly not back in that time. I was just going to say there aren't now, but you know, I don't want the hassle that comes from that. But ultimately, what I see happening, and it's part of this critical race theory, is that they want to erase history. There is no way that any of the queens that were married to Henry VIII were black. I'm sorry, we can't go back and rewrite history.
No,
they can't keep remake. Yeah, of course, because that's what they're trying to do. That they remade Beaches with an all-black cast. They remade the movie Orphan Annie where Orphan Annie was black. Now, I, in fairness, I work in the TV and movie industry, and for a long time, black people have been underrepresented. But I don't think that the answer in all of this is to go and remake everything with all black Catholics. Why can't we just from now try and have a little bit more equality? And the thing is, like, you know, all of this with, you know, I saw a podcast the other day, I think, I can't remember the guy's name, but the podcast is called something like Difficult Questions to Ask a Young Black Man. And one of the things he was saying, when he was at college, he said some of these heroes that had statues built for them on campus offended him because of what they had done to slaves. And one of the people that he'd mentioned, I can't even remember who it was, but it was someone that had freed the slaves. They forget that the Republicans freed the slaves, and that is factual accuracy. Should we be pulling down statues for people that erred, you know, did some things wrong, or do we look at their total achievement? What if someone back then spent 20 years as a slave owner and then freed all these slaves and became someone that helped to free slaves? Should we pull down their statue too? The point that I'm making is that we cannot change anything that's gone before, but I feel it's really detrimental, even a lot of the black community is saying this too, to actually try and fix things this way. We fix it from now onwards. We can't go backwards.
Right.
And when you think about things like positive reinforcement and things like that still go on. I can't remember where it was, but they were saying this woman recently should have been made the Attorney General of Wisconsin or wherever it was because she was black. How does the color of your skin entitle you to something you're not qualified to be? And people would say I am racist for saying that, but I'm not racist, I'm realistic. I'm openly gay. Can I be made the mayor of San Francisco, please? You know what I mean? I probably would do it better than the present incumbent.
Yes,
but I'm not qualified to do that.
With all due respect to you, okay, a mute, deaf, somebody missing half a brain would do a better job right now than what's going on up there.
What are you trying to say, Joe? Are you trying to belittle my experiences as a gay man?
No, I wouldn't do that to you. it is kind of funny. It is, you know, this is great because these are the same people who start screaming about cultural appropriation when you've got a straight person playing a gay person on TV or in a movie and vice versa. You know, we got all these people that are screaming that so-and-so was a lesbian. You can't have a straight woman playing that, but wait a minute. You know, this is okay.
It's acting for a reason, isn't it?
What's that?
It's called acting for a reason.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're exactly
right. Like, as a gay person, I'm always typecast, and they say, oh, we can't get you to play that gender because you're gay. Well, why can't I play a straight father? Because it's about pretending. I don't have to be a straight father or have the experience of being a straight father to play one, or vice versa. You know, it's... crazy.
I don't look at this stuff goes over my head because, again, it's why they have no credibility. They may have some real reasons. They may have some righteous complaints that need to be fixed, but you can't take them seriously. Back to this, where you have white history, a pasty white family. Okay, King Henry VIII didn't marry anybody, yeah. And yet you want to rewrite it to be inclusive of black. So what is it? You want to put a black woman? What's going to happen next? She loses her head in the real story, right? She gets killed. It's just look at.
Well, she's black. They will sew an extra one on. I mean, that's the way it goes.
No, it'll be an act of racism.
I'm sorry.
Right?
I'm for anybody listening. I'm not being flippant. I'm really concerned about this because the effects on these kind of things for the black community. We're already seeing a backlash. Wow, that was Freudian.
That was good.
And when you think about organizations like Black Lives Matter, the things that they've been doing in the name of black people, but they've been paid by the Democrats to actually do it. You know, they've been funded by George Soros.
I'm going
to
say
it has increased the bad feeling towards the black community. And that worries me. It really does.
Yeah, but the hypocrisy shines. It's like a firework event, right? Look, I was talking to you earlier about the New York City Police Department. They have been, for all intents and purposes, banned from the Pride Parade. You know, and New York has got one of the biggest Pride Parades in the country. And it's because the New York City Police have always been, mean, bad, antagonistic towards the gay and lesbian community, according to the people who are running the parade.
What?
This is what they said in the article. And they even do not want the LGBTQ police officers who always march in the parade to be in the parade because it makes the LGBT community feel unsafe. I'm like, oh, so
I would feel so much more safer.
Who are you going to call?
Go on, sorry.
No.
Ghostbusters, clearly, because, yeah. You know, it's funny. My brother-in-law is a cop in New York, and when I've gone out on nights out with him and his buddies from work, I've never felt more safe. You know, I can be myself, and nobody cares who or what I am, et cetera.
You're right.
And the thing is, at the end of the day, you know, I even go one step further. You know, one of my brother-in-law's friends pushed.
You know what
I hear those dulcet tones. I'll save that for after.
Put a pause on it. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. Stand again with us after the break. We'll be right back.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Give me that power. You've got it, Captain.
I need that view screen.
On screen.
On screen.
Let's do it.
Do it. Make it so.
Engage.
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 All right, come on. I had to get a little geeky in there for you guys. We started off with William Chad, the Enterprise Captain. Joe Mateen, your host. I'm kind of the captain of the show. I guess that's all for mine. Not like him, though. I'm Joe Mateen, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Xander Gibb joins me as he does from time to time. Always appreciate his time with us here on the show. And Xander, thanks so much for being with me. Really do enjoy our time together. And tell people, before we get rolling like we do, tell people where they can find you. Not, don't give me the address of a local pizza joint, please.
ZanderGift.com. No, I can't do any pizza anymore. I'm back into my keto, and I've lost another 13 pounds, and I'm being good, too. So ZanderGift.com, not the pizza joint.
Well, you can always send me the pizza. I'm okay with that. Well,
You wouldn't want English pizza.
No.
But to go back to what I was saying before the break, one of my brother-in-law's friends, who's a cop, was a little drunk and was fighting his way through to go to the bathroom and caught my elbow, and I shouted, police brutality, and we laughed, you know, because that's how ridiculous it's gotten. You know, you knock into someone and you're a cop, and it's police brutality. But ultimately, like with any profession, there are bad eggs. I mean, you need to weed them out. But when you generalize, how different is it than generalizing that the whole black population are criminals? You know?
What about? Let's go a little further. Really touch a bigger nerve. How about teachers? What if we start blaming all teachers for the acts of a few? They would be up in arms. They would be really having a major league fit now, wouldn't they?
They would. They would. And I saw a teacher in a TikTok video recently, and she was having a go about this young person who wasn't going to have the vaccine. You know, what happened to my body, my choice? So is it only my body, my choice when it's something that they want to control the narrative of? Because, you know, I was on the BBC 2 weeks ago, and they said, we hear you're not having the vaccine. Isn't that a little selfish? No, it's not a little selfish. I have an immune system. I do not need that poison in my body, you know? And so I won't be having it. I won't be pretending that I've had it. And I won't be treated differently for not having it, because if the vaccine is that good, it shouldn't matter that I haven't had it. Your vaccine should work fine for you, surely, if we're being given that logic.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I mean, and again, they try to say that you're getting other people sick, but they have to make up their minds. Either the vaccine keeps you safe or it doesn't. If it doesn't keep you safe, why get it? Right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I would go so far as to say, I'm not medically trained, but I've done a lot of research about this, because as a commentator, I have to talk about it and I have to be up on these things. When you consider that only 6% of PCR tests are accurate and they're making decisions on 100%, it's clearly not as bad as they've made out for the last year and a half. And so consequently, a knock-on effect. I do think some people need to be concerned about it. If your immunity is very low, if you have a bad immune system, then you know, we should all be being careful anyway. But not to the point of, oh my God, it's the Indian variant. Oh my God, it's the Brooklyn variant. Is it going to be worse? And that's what they want to turn us into. They want to control us by fear. And I will not be controlled by tyrants, whoever they profess to be trying to help, or whichever side of the pond they happen to work.
You know, I have a friend of mine whose wife is, when I say compromised, she actually is taking experimental medication for a cancer that she has. And so when we either visit with her or she is at an event or what have you, I have no problem putting a mask on for her. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And but that's a different. What's that?
That's a different thing altogether.
Right, and it's,
you know,
it's,
I haven't worn a mask
acceptable
during any of this.
Right,
I haven't, because I wouldn't last for 2 minutes with a mask on. You know, I struggle to breathe sometimes because of my breathing problems. So why should I make that worse by wearing a mask? You know, my oxygen depletion after 2 hours of wearing a mask can cause brain damage, so I'm told. So why would you? I mean, in that situation, it's your choice, and you chose to do that, and that's between you and that person. But it wouldn't have made you bad if you'd have said, I'd rather not, and I'm not going to visit, you know?
You know, they have this. I was looking for an article about Israel, and this article pops up on my screen about strippers are back on the job, but the COVID rules are hurting their income.
You could take the mask off quite seductively, couldn't you? Da 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 flick. Da 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 flick.
It's sorry. I just find stuff like this. So why is that even a story, right? I mean, seriously. Although, doesn't it take everything, you know, when they say take it off, take it all off. If you don't go for the mask, then, you know, just saying. I mean, seriously.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's funny. It's funny how, when you think about it, you know, I'm thinking of changing my PR company to whoever Hamas are using, because they've got really good PR going on there. Because when you attack Israel and then you say that that Israel are attacking you for defending themselves, and the media believe it, and they've got these hordes of Malaysian Muslim women supporting them on Instagram, and Instagram is then stopping me from responding to these Malaysian Muslim women. You know, they've got it all set up. I mean, this company is owned by a Jew. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg, you don't get more Jewish than that. But I guess he's more interested in, he must be a globalist Jew, because if I owned those companies, I would want free speech for everybody on both sides of this. Because personally, I don't think it's the Palestinians that are the problem. It's Hamas. This has increased since Hamas has taken over. And everybody says, yes, but they were elected, whatever the word is. But that doesn't stop them from being a terror group. When they're still killing their own people, they are a terror group. And ultimately, I don't think Israel should back down. I'm sorry for the innocent civilians on both sides that get hurt, but the thing is that for a ceasefire, it takes both sides to stop firing. And if Israel stopped firing today, I guarantee you Hamas would carry on. Because I think we have to... Yep. Separate Hamas from Palestine.
I agree.
Because then we can see it a little bit more. I have great sympathy for the Palestinians, but the thing is, you elected them. It's like in six months' time, when people are complaining about Joey B even more, I'm going to say, well, you elected him. You voted for him. You know?
Yeah, no, I'm with you with all of this. It's really interesting how that when it comes to what's going on again over there in Israel, you've got the Palestinians are firing rockets from inside of parking lots at hospitals. They're in playgrounds at schools, right? And, you're killing our kids. Well, stop firing rockets at our schools. Stop firing rockets at our hospitals from those places. We're not supposed to fight back. Are you out of your mind?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Because they're placing their armories in civilian areas.
Yep.
So Israel will say, oh, well, we won't fire at the armories. I'm sorry, but you obviously don't care very much about your people.
No.
But I want to hammer this home just one more time, Joe. We have to celebrate. We have to separate Hamas from the Palestinian people, because while they're killing their own, they don't represent them. They're just using the Palestinian people as a shield.
I'm
not going to be called. Go ahead.
No, I said I'll give you that. You're right.
I just think it's an important point to grasp. And ultimately, I'm not going to be called anti-Muslim for supporting the Jews. You know, my mother is Jewish. I have Jewish family. My stepfather is a Syrian. My stepfather is a Muslim. So I have a foot in both camps in all of this. And do you know what I want from all of this? I know it's all very confusing. But do you know what I want from all of this, Jill? I want peace. For both sides. I don't think there is a two-state solution, because if there was a two-state solution, they would have done that before now. But in the place we are at right now, a ceasefire is imperative. And so power, if Israel can't stop now because they're not the aggressor, if they stop now, then they'll get pummeled. And why should they do that when Hamas is the aggressor?
But listen, you can call for ceasefire if you want. That just gives them time to refuel, if you would, on the other side. But here's the deal. We had peace. We didn't have this stuff going on. Why? Because we had the Americans were backing Israel and saying, don't screw with our people, number one, our friends. Number two is that the most of the Muslims there want peace. They're tired of all this fighting. That's why they all entered into the Abraham Accords. They were getting along. There was nothing major happening there. And then what happens? The Democrats don't make money unless we have a war. So they go in there and they start funding through the UN. They start funding Hamas. Now Hamas has got money to start sending rockets again. And I dare anybody to show me something different. And all of a sudden Hamas woke up and went, we need to start fighting Israel again. Didn't work that way.
Of course not.
We are indirectly funding this. We need to shut the money off.
And isn't it funny how while Donald Trump was the president of the United States, we didn't have confrontations of this ilk? You know, there was the odd little fracas.
Oh, sure.
But certainly not anything. Because Joey B has an investment in there being instability in the Middle East.
Yes.
And I'm surprised he hasn't moved the embassy back yet.
Yeah.
You know.
I know, right?
I think everybody needs to keep the heck out of it, Joe, and let them get on with it. But don't tell me I'm not directing this at you. But when people tell me it's none of my business, yes, it is my business. It's absolutely my business.
Yeah.
I have family that live in Jerusalem. How is it not my business? That's like telling you that Sicilian matters have nothing
that's
pertaining
right.
to you.
Take care of
I hear that music, Joe.
You tell people where to find you. Quick.
ZandaGift.com.
He makes it so easy. I'm Joe Machine, your host. We've got a lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far.